Welcome to the Charlottesville Photography Initiative's May podcast, sponsored by Smug Mug, Richmond Camera, Pro Camera Charlottesville, Crutchfield, and Nations Photo Lab.
Episode one.
All right, I was waiting for the applause, guys. Nobody applauded my big.
I'm with you, Gina. I'm with you. We love it.
There's no love for Gina. In this inaugural edition of our broadcast, we're going to explain a little about who we are. And we are the Charlottesville Photography Initiative. And what are we doing in Charlottesville's photography community? We're going to help you understand how to join us for some community outreach and some really great practice technically as well with your camera. We'll talk some tech, perhaps maybe learn a new skill, and let you meet some of our members. Along the way, we hope we'll entertain you, inform you, and inspire your journey as a photographer, and that's regardless of your level of experience or quality of gear. Hi, I'm Gina Elliott-Prue, and I hope you have a great time in the next few minutes, and welcome to the broadcast. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Gina.
Welcome. There's a big delay in here. It sounds like you guys are in Mars or something.
Not too far away.
Well, I'm in Fluvanna County. Now, we have a membership also in Albemarle County. What about you, Guillermo? Where are you from?
Fluvanna County, not too far from you.
Excellent, Fluvanna County. Well, these guys are from our executive committee at the CPI, and they're going to help us know a little bit about what's going on this month and in photography in general. And I think it's time to get started quickly here with an official introduction of our director of the CPI, and that's Nick Strocchia. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you, Gina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to getting started to sharing all the news about photography with the Charlottesvillians. And a good way to start that, I think, is just to sort of introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and your photography.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, as many of you guys may or may not know me, my name is Nick Strocchia. I started the Charlottesville Photography Meetup Group in August of 2009 after moving here with my girlfriend, Amy, who's a PhD student at UVA, getting her PhD in environmental science, coastal geomorphology. And I have been a professional photographer for approximately 3 years now.
Okay. Why do you do it?
I found a passion for photography kind of at a later stage in my life. It was in 2005 when I was in active duty in the military, and I was cooped up in a bunker and with absolutely nothing to do. So I think, like a lot of people had my friends had put the bug in my ear that I took good pictures, and somewhat in disbelief, I still went ahead and bought a $700 Konica Minolta Maxim 5D. And I spent probably just like the course of 3 months just tooling around with really no clue what I was doing. And I came back home from that deployment, and I met another person in the military that was into photography as well. And he kind of took me under his wing, giving me some very, very basic lessons. And I'm glad he did at the time, because I remember really not going down the quote unquote rabbit hole, as I like to call it. But eventually it just kind of evolved and it grew. And when I left the military in 2007, I moved back to DC. And shortly thereafter, a mutual friend of mine asked me if I wanted to shoot a political event in DC. And never being one to, you know, back down from a challenge, I immediately said yes. And fortunately, there was a pretty decent paycheck behind it. So when I learned that I could take this passion and this interest I had and I can make money from it, I think it just kind of put more kindling on that fire. And here I am today.
Of course it did. Now, what sort of photography do you, what is your business in photography? Are you a portrait shooter? What do you do?
Right now, it's always going through some evolutions, and I always encourage people to really try to find their voice. And after, not to dissuade anybody, but after 3 years of professionally shooting, I think I'm just now starting to come into my shoes. So I would qualify myself as a military photographer, and my specialty within that is weddings and editorial.
Okay, excellent. Well, it's great to have you leading the group at the CPI. And, you know, when you arrived in Charlottesville, I mean, you couldn't have known very many people, but yet in a very short amount of time, you've managed to become quite connected with the photography community. And certainly that is through the birth of the CPI. So you want to talk a little bit about the early days at Seville Coffee?
I would love to. Well, one of the big overarching principles behind the CPI is really creating a sense of fellowship and also a central point for photography in Central Virginia. When I first moved here, I noticed there really wasn't any clear way to get engaged with photography, which I thought was somewhat ironic because photography, it flourishes so much here within Charlottesville. I know I'm jumping in the conversation, but Look 3 is one of the largest photography festivals in the U.S., and I was quite surprised to see that there wasn't some kind of lasting presence here with photography.
Absolutely.
So I just took my own initiative and I started this group, and I took a lot of lessons learned from other groups. I was part of another meetup group in D.C., and they were a great group of people, but they really just seemed to kind of bump together like atoms. There wasn't anything really constructive they were doing. It was a great social atmosphere. But whenever I bring anybody together, I'm a big proponent of not wasting anybody's time ever. And a big part of that was just building a very loosely structured meeting system. And everything started to catch on well. And I got a lot of good feedback on what we were doing. And I got a lot of good information from members as to what they wanted to, what they wanted out of a photography group in Charlottesville. So it's just been kind of a natural evolution up until recently, which I'm sure we'll segue here into a moment.
Yep. The meteoric rise, right?
Absolutely. I guess I will go ahead and talk to it now.
Well, that's true. I mean, it really, when you talk about the history of the CPI, it really isn't that long. And that's quite surprising to me that this much has happened in such a short period of time, that you do go from two tables smashed together at the Seville coffee area where people chat about photography and show some pictures, all the way to what's happened in, say, the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's been pretty staggering, and I want to say we're lucky, but we're really not. We've worked diligently to build a strong base within the organization, and I have to give credit to the 9 officers that I work directly with. They really carry a lion's share of the work within the organization and allow me to press forward and to continue to grow it and build it in a direction that not only I hope, but that I hope our members see as well.
Excellent. Now, tell us a little bit about the crazy changes that's taken place in the last few months. And no more two tables at the Seville coffee shop. Where do we
yes.
live now? We have a home.
Yeah, we're no longer beg, borrowing, and stealing for workspace here in Charlottesville. And as you mentioned too, you know, Gina, you were with us from the get-go when we just sat at Seville Coffee and just simply jammed about photography and talked a little tech here and there. And then as the group grew, one of the immediate things I saw was, you know, there's 22 of us huddled around a single laptop at Seville Coffee. And that's when I was like, okay, this isn't going to work. And then we evolved into working at the Bridge, and the Bridge has been great. I mean, the whole Charlottesville community has been very adept and open to, you know, bringing us in and bending over backwards to make our rise that much easier. And then recently, through a mutual friend of Christian Devon, who's our co-director, we were able to acquire a 3,000 square foot space right in the heart of downtown Charlottesville for a good introductory price. And I'll leave it at that. But it's been fantastic. It's been good. It's been a catapult for us now to, you know, we were kind of climbing this ladder, and then all of a sudden now we're looking at the top of this mountain, and you know, we hope that we have the infrastructure, we've done everything right up to this point to carry the organization successfully forward.
You know, I don't think it's a bad time now to point out that the CPI is a nonprofit organization and does accept donations, especially to forward things going on in the arts in Charlottesville, I would expect. You wouldn't turn a
absolutely.
Check or two down.
And also to segue into a future part of this podcast, so we're going to be hosting our second annual photo contest, which is also going to be in conjunction with a fundraiser, as you mentioned. So we're not looking to for this fundraiser. We don't necessarily want to be collecting checks hand over fist, which would be fantastic. Don't get me wrong. but we're just merely trying to improve our visibility. A lot of feedback that I've gotten from other nonprofit groups is just simply our visibility. A lot of people don't know what we're doing and who we are and what we are. So we're hoping that the annual contest, in conjunction with this fundraiser, in conjunction with Look 3, will you know, really be a great and large launching point for our organization.
And hopefully the podcast will help as well. You know, you were talking about the photo contest, and anyone that's a member of the CPI can participate in this, and they can enter up to 3 photographs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
3 photographs. And I think the most dramatic thing to know from last year is, what was the camera that made the winning photograph?
It was a point and shoot by a guy who'd probably been shooting for about a year. So go ahead.
Gear is not everything. It's not all about the gear. And so don't be intimidated from joining us, maybe joining the group as well as participating in the contest, because somebody's got to win, and you can't win if you don't play.
Absolutely. It's anyone's game. And not also to diminish the efforts of other people, but that person went up against, there was, I think, three local pros that also came to the final 10 too. So it is anyone's game, and any kind of contest too. It's all subjective upon what the judges want. It's never, ever, I talk to people all the time and I'm asking them, you know, why aren't you competing? Like, that's one thing that I always try to do. Any contest that's even mildly accessible, I'll submit something. And I feel like people are always intimidated because they think the competition is so much more out there, but you never know. A really, really quick story, and I'll try not to jump the shark here.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
2 years ago, the Military Photographer of the Year, there was a top 10 entries, and one of them was a picture of a pine cone, and the military photographer that submitted it, I know the guy, he submitted it as a complete joke, and it got placed. So, you know, you never know.
You can't win if you don't play, that's for sure. All right, well, we're going to talk to you about Look 3 Festival, the photograph, in a few minutes. So hang tight, have a beverage, maybe pet your dog. And I'm going to talk a second now to our other guest today, and that would be the CPI Executive Committee member, Guillermo Ubia. He's the Community Outreach Director. Now, Guillermo, did I pronounce your last name right?
You did. That's right. Most people call me G, so feel free to call me G.
Okay, so we're going to call you G for everyone else now, but we wanted to get the real name out there, so... Well, I'll briefly ask you to tell me what kind of photography you're pursuing, if you would. Tell us the kind of shooting that you like to do and how you came to be a part of the CPI.
Sure. I'm at the stage right now where I am shooting a little bit of everything. I'm pretty new to photography. I've been shooting for a little over a year, and I'm still very much in the learning stages. So my focus and what I'm most interested in is anything having to do with people or lights, but I won't turn down an opportunity to shoot anything that will stand in front of my camera.
Yeah, you never know where that next passion is going to come from. It could be anything.
That's right.
Anything that comes up and suddenly you want to shoot that for months, that kind of thing.
That's right.
We're going to discuss Look 3 in a few minutes, but I wanted to talk with you a little bit about community outreach. And if I could think of one thing that's the most important aspect of the CPI, besides the actual artistic fellowship, it would be sort of this driving need to help the community through outreach. And I'd like you to sort of explain to us a little bit about how the CPI Executive Committee, as well as Nick and Christian, feel about community outreach and where you hope to take this in the very near future.
Sure. The community outreach part of CPI is something that's near and dear to my heart, and I've heard Nick and Christian refer to it as one of the linchpins of our group, and I definitely have to agree with that. I love the idea of a group of photographers getting together and finding out ways to give back to their community with their talent and their passion. One of the things I think is a lot of community outreach opportunities come from people needing high quality photographs and not having either the equipment or the skill or the know-how on how to get those quality photographs. And I like the idea that we can help them with that.
It feels good, yes, and it's fun. I've done a lot of those community outreaches with you, Guillermo, and they're a lot of fun. I mean, when would you ever get a chance to go to the SPCA and dress a cat up in a jogging suit and make a photograph of it?
Yeah, that was an interesting opportunity there, wasn't it?
That was good. Now, have you done any CO events, community outreach events, that you figured were pretty interesting for you?
I think they're all interesting for me, and I really like what you were saying about how fun they are, because they are, and a big part of photography for me is shooting with other people. I'm always saying that I want to turn photography into a team sport, and that's another reason why I like these CO events, is because we don't send you out there by yourself in an unknown place shooting something unknown. We like to have 2, 3, 4, 5 of our members going together. So not only do you get a chance to give back to the community, you get a chance to practice a little bit on your own, learn some new skills, meet some new folks, and sort of learn from them. So while you're giving back, you're getting something in return. And just like you said, lots of fun. I've never had a bad time at one of our CO events, and I've been to quite a few of them so far.
It does give learning structure, doesn't it? It puts you in sort of a learning box that tonight I'm going to learn these skill sets, you know, and I'm going to practice shooting and, you know, with a flash and that sort of things, and enjoy yourself while you're doing it, which is half the battle. I got a chance, and I've got to thank you, G. I got a chance to meet the great photographer Sally Mann by volunteering for one of your meetups for a CO event. So I look forward to them whenever I can to go participate in them. And maybe someday I'll get to put a jogging suit on a dog.
We'll try to set that one up for you, Gina.
Thank you very kindly. All right, G, we'll talk to you another day. We're going to come back right now and talk to Nick and I think discuss what's going to be the centerpiece of the summer with respect to photography in this area. Don't you think? Look three?
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, when I start talking to photographers here in the area and I'm like, are you guys ready for look three? And they go, what's look three? I'm like, you have to see it. it really was just a quick interlude. It was really the eye-opening experience for me as a new/young photographer. I remember when I came down to Charlottesville in 2007, my girlfriend Amy went to undergrad here, and she knew about Look 3, or maybe I knew about Look 3, and it was in Charlottesville, and it was just an odd coincidence. But I remember I could probably count the number of photographers I knew on one hand, and that's on a good day. And I go down to Look 3, and I'm just exposed, not to turn a pun, but to all of this photography and all these new photographers. And I really remember seeing, and James Nockway really dug it in my head. I was like, wow, I can't believe this kind of guy exists. Like, how does he do all this stuff? And it really motivated me and pushed me into a direction. Because prior to that, I was doing what I was just kind of doing the amateur shuffle, where I'd be walking down a street and I said, that looks like an interesting texture snap. That looks like an interesting object snap. You know, there really wasn't any direction. And then I saw all this conflict photography and I said, oh, now I want to learn how to shoot people. Now I want to learn how to work in these adverse situations. So look three is the bee's knees, and you have to be there if you're a photographer.
It's weird. It's, I mean, what is the slug line that they use? 3 days of peace, love, and photography. It is like Woodstock for photographers. It's,
yeah, and you know, 7,000 people descend on Charlottesville. That was last year. So they're anticipating around 10,000 people, and they come from all over the world, China, Russia, India. It's staggering, you know, how much attention this town gets. And it's all photography related. And the great part is that we're in the epicenter of it. And, you know, as a photography organization, you really couldn't ask for anything more.
Oh, it's world class stuff. I sat in a seminar or some sort of a speech last year before last when they did it. And I sat behind a White House photographer and watched him edit his work and send it in online. I was just looking over his shoulder, watching him edit the whole time while I was listening to a speaker. I mean, it's that level of quality and workmanship, and if you're not inspired, then you're not looking when you go to look.
Absolutely.
So you want to tell us a little bit about your, now you have two hats with respect to look. You're obviously the director of the CPI, and there's probably going to be a large number of CPI volunteers for this, but you also hold another position and directly with the Look 3 organization.
That's correct. I'm also the Look 3 volunteer coordinator this year.
So what's that going to be like? Harnessing all those different disparate locations of photographs being shown and events occurring. How's that going to go?
I think it's going to go really well. Much like our organization, Look 3 is somewhat new. They've been around. The first festival was in 2007, I believe, and mm-hmm. they skipped last year. So this will be their third large-scale festival. And a lot of the feedback that I get about organization when new people come on board is that they say it's great to become part of a new organization because it's still a ball of clay. And but Look 3 is a ball of clay with some huge hitters in photography, so we certainly can't say that. But it's good. We've come up with a very organized and concise plan, and we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just using a lot of good practices and procedures that we've used before on other smaller scale events, and we're applying them to Look 3, and everything looks great so far.
Now, if somebody wants to volunteer and participate, what would they be expected to do? What might they get in benefit? Would they be able to attend that day to the festival? What would you tell someone who is sort of interested in volunteering?
Well, first and foremost, I always tell people that are interested in volunteering is what a great contribution it is to the city of Charlottesville. I mean, even as a whole, you know, just bringing in all these people, all this commerce, all this visibility to our town. Secondly, too, what Look 3 does for the world of photography, they hand out scholarships. They really bring a lot of attention to some larger global issues. They profile new photographers. It really is a driving force behind the larger community of photography. And then, you know, thirdly, if they're in it to win it, you get a free T-shirt and you get to attend the George Steinmetz Trees exhibit for free. And you're allowed to attend either Shots or Works, which is a display being shown on Friday and Saturday night in June.
Either one of those are awesome. Now, this is sold out every year. Is it sold out yet? If not, I'm sure.
I'm not sure. we recently spoke with Andrew Owen, who is the festival director, and this was about a couple weeks ago, and I think he said that they were pretty close to selling out, which is not to say to discourage anybody from attending, because even if it does sell out, there's galleries all over downtown Charlottesville, and then also to the showings of Shots and Works at the Pavilion, and they have ample space. So I think simply a ticket, all that'll do is deter you from seeing any Insight or Masters talks, which are held at the Pavilion. But aside from that, I think that, you know, the doors will remain open all the way through the festival.
Excellent. It's not to be missed. I lived down here 2 years ago for it and was just all over the downtown mall, and I'm looking forward to doing it again as well. So, all right, that's the story about Look this year. I think it's time probably to wrap things up. It's hard. We're almost to the end of this, gentlemen. The inaugural broadcast is almost over here. I want to take a second. Thank you again. Nick G, thank you, gentlemen. And I want to thank our sponsors, Smug Mug, Richmond Camera, Pro Camera Charlottesville, Crutchfield, and Nations Photo Lab. You got any final thoughts, guys?
Yeah, I'll just jump in here. And I want to thank once again all the founding members and everybody who's contributed to the CPI and the success that it is today. I also want to thank all of our existing members. Without you guys, this really wouldn't be possible. I also just want to thank everybody who supports the organization in one sense or another. You know, I'm only one man that sits at the top, and it really is everything we've done today is a cumulative effort of everything that you and all of the officers that support me have accomplished. I also want to say with Look 3, we're always looking for volunteers. We have about half the number of the people that we want right now. And if anybody wants to volunteer for Look 3, they can go ahead and reach out to me through the Look 3 website, and I'll be happy to plug them into our volunteer schedule. And I look forward to this year's festival, and I look forward to seeing where the CPI goes in 2011.
Oh, that's something I have forgotten to talk about is membership at the CPI and how you can learn a little bit more about that. Now, we have a web address that you need to give out, and it's a $20 a year membership to be a member of the CPI. What does that give you in the way of benefits?
Yeah, well, we highly encourage everybody to become a member. It's $20 a year, and that gives you access to 95% of our events. We have a number of members within the organization that aren't paying members, and they're simply allowed to attend our monthly group meetings. But that $20 membership fees, we set it low for an intentional reason, and it also benefits our organization vastly. If we could get 100% of our organization paying dues, we'd be in a really great seat. So consider the $20 really at this point a good charitable donation. But we also have $25 gift certificates to Nations Photo Lab. So essentially you pay your $20 membership, and we'll give you an additional $5 in print. So we'll pay you $5 to become a part of the CPI.
That's a pretty good deal. I like that.
I think so.
That's a very good deal. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us today. Our next podcast will be in June. We'll reveal the winners of the second annual CPI Photography Contest. We'll talk some about Look 3 because that's happening next month, and we'll also offer up all the news about photography in Charlottesville, Virginia, and surrounding areas. In the meantime, keep shooting, everyone.